Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol niyeh bivro. Our siyata d'shmaya, we're now holding by Birchas HaTorah. We get up in the morning, and we discussed on Atzilas Yadayim HaShayotzo, Lokai Neshama. We discussed the Chelek Aruchni, the Chelek Agashmi. And now we start that which revolves around the Chelek Aruchni, but Avano, this is the focus of our entire lives. Kehim Chayin of Yeruch Yemenu. We have the Dinim, the laws of Birkas HaTorah. It's discussed in Turin Shulchan Aruch and Archaim Simen Mem Zayin. And the Turin Shulchan Aruch both begin in such a fashion. Sif Aleph, Birkas HaTorah Tzorach Li Zohir Ba Ma'od. Writes the Machaber of Yosef Cairo, when it comes to the Brachas on the Torah, one has to exercise extreme caution. To quote the Lashon of the Levush, and his Levush HaTacheles writes, Mordechai Yaffa, he says, Kodim sheyaschil lumor alomar devrei Torah yivarech birchas HaTorah. U'ma'od ma'od etzorach odom lizor ba. Not simply one ma'od, ma'od ma'od, extreme caution. One has to be unbelievably careful. And why does one have to do that? Continues the Levush, Laharos, to demonstrate Shatorah hi chashuva be'enav. It's consequential, it's important in his eyes. V'nena mimena, and he derives pleasure and benefit from it. K'moshim varach ha'kol ha'na'osav. Just as he davens for all of his hanos, all of his pleasures in the world. Adds Rav Avram Azulai, the Zaydi of the Chidah, the author of the famous Chesed the Avram. He has a goes, he has insights and ha'oros on the Levush's Levush HaTacheles. And he writes, V'tovul hisnoneya b'shas kriya satoru tefila mishim kol atzmosoy tamarna. It's good to shake, it's good to shuckle in the midst of davening. And part of why the Haggah is right here is, if you enjoy something, you get excited about it, you gotta shuckle. Jews can't sit still. The Ran and Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom. The reason the Ran says why Yidin, why we're always shuckling and moving all over the place is because we have the flickering neshama. We can't sit still. We're always on the move. We're always on the go. I mentioned in the past that Rabbi Pelkovitz told me that he heard from a Rav who had moved from Europe to the United States. And one Sunday morning, he looked to his neighbor who was sitting on his porch on a chair. And the neighbor was simply staring at the space. So he said he knew right away that he was a guy. He says, why? He says, a yid on a porch doing nothing? He says, an erlich yid has a sefer with it. And if you're not so erlich to have a sefer, so you have a book, you have a geshmakia book. And if it's not an English book, it's a secular clean book. And if it's not, it's a Robert Lolem, a Jack Higgins, a Tom Clancy, something. But it's a newspaper, it's a magazine, something. But a yid is doing something, a yid can't sit still. He says, you know right away, he's got to be a guy. Just to sit on a chair and stare at the space and do nothing. The Ran says, Nir Hashem, Nir Hashem, we're always moving, we're always on the go. And we mentioned in the past of Shimon Schwab, in Rosh Schwab on prayer, when he talks about Tfilas Asherei, Rosh Schwab says, you know why Yidden shuckle so much? Because Tfilah represents the duality of Avas Hashem combined with Yiras Hashem. Ava means, if I love you, I want to come close to you. Ava Gematria 13, Gematria Echad. You want to get close to Hashem? You move forward. You fear God. Yiras Hashem, you move back. Ava Yira, Ava Yira. Hashem, I love you, I fear you. And when you're afraid, you always go ahead. You tremble and you retreat. You move backwards, so the duality and ensconced in the Avodas HaTfila is one of Amos Hashem coupled with Yiras Hashem. I go up, I move back, that shuckling back. Yes, it doesn't answer the shuckling side to side. I understand you still need the Ran, the Yidin, can't. We gotta move. We're always on the move. That's Nesham Nishras Adam. Another idea, Rav Ramos Alai, if you enjoy something, you're excited about it, you can't sit still, you come back from vacation, and you gotta tell everybody about it. Imagine when you get off on the plane, who said we gotta change the LL flight schedules, because people come back from after, so they get in the morning, and then right away they gotta go to Shachris to catch a mini, and they get to stay quiet, though they wanna tell everybody about it. You gotta hear about my trip. Oh, what happens? They hear the Berachas HaGomel. Oh, so new, what'd you see? How many Gedolim did you go to? You got to hold back, but people are excited. Come back on vacations, on trips you want to share with the world. We mentioned that the brother at Katzos HaChoshen, He writes in his Akdamo Kuntzus HaSfekis, he says, you know why I'm writing a sefer? He says, imagine if I give you a ticket, you go on a trip around the world, but I'll tonight with the built-in stipulation when you come back, you can't tell anybody about it. Imagine I give you a free ticket, you, your spouse, you could go around the entire world, see all the sights on my cheshbon, when you, no pictures, no cameras, no journals, no anyone sharing in the experience vicariously. You can't go out and talk about the experience. Many people, you know what, it's not kedai. Right? If your wife leaves her camera behind, forget about it. I had cell phones today. We're totally dependent on cell phones. But without a camera, forget about it. He says, I went on a journey throughout Shas. I got to share the experience. He says, I saw so many fascinating sights along the way. And my journey through the Alma Talmud, I got to share the experience. That's why I'm writing the Sefer. That's what the Kuntzus HaSfekis says. If you're excited about something, and then you're going to shoko, you're going to move all over the place. Either way, we see from the tour, the machaber, the lavush, ma'od ma'od, you have to be extremely careful. Now, where does that come from? Where's the source that dafka be'berchas haTorah? Does one have to be more careful that we see this adgosh miyachenes, this specific emphasis that says you have to be unbelievably cautious when it comes to reciting berchas haTorah? So writes the Mishnah Bura, and the Orach HaShulchan also discusses the idea of the right kavanas to have in mind during Berachas HaTorah here in Simen Mem Zayin, the Orach HaShulchan Smaruch and Sefer Dalet. But let's take a look at the Lashon and the Mishnah Bura. Mishnah Bura says that where does this come from? Why Ma'od? Dibur Maske Ma'od and Sifkot and Beis writes the Heilige Chavetz Chaim. Shelo Limon Achi Yivorach, you shouldn't go ahead and learn until you recite the blessing. Now we'll see in a little bit in Sif Dalet, the Machaber does mention a Machaber Devei Torah Eino Tzorach Levarech. Halacha L'maaseh, if you're just thinking and learning when you get up in the morning, you don't have to recite the Berachas HaTorah. Now we did mention in the past the famous story of Chaim Voloshin saw his Rebbe the Vilna Gaon, and he looked very sad one day. And he says, Rebbe, new Torah, Yivu L'manani Tzorach, why are you so sad? And he says, because I woke up this morning, I thought about a Gevaldig Yechidish, and because I thought about the Chidish right when I awoke, before I had the opportunity to recite Berachas HaTorah, they took it away from me. They gave me a gift, an unbelievable chiddush, but I thought about it before I recited Berachas HaTorah, and they stripped me of that gevaldig chiddush, and that's why I'm sad. So Chaim Voloshin said, I understand, Rebbe, he says, but we don't paskin like you. Even though the Gra writes in his Bira Gra, that Mahavar Dibre Torah Tzorach Levarech, but we paskin, Torah Shulchan Aruch, Mahavar Dibre Torah, Eino Tzorach Levarech, one of the reasons the Mechutan of the Gra writes in his Nishmas Adam HaKlal Tes and Sifkot and Dalet that you see from the very Nusach of the Berachas HaTorah, it's well Lasak B'Divrei Torah, that the Iker Nekuda is, you have to be Osik in the Diburim of Torah. Erev and Nudalet Amar Aleph, the Gemara recites, Chayim Heim Lemotzeyim, Chayim Heim Lemotzeyim B'Peh. You have to be Motzi the words B'Peh, but Poel, get it out, you got to articulate and enunciate the words of the Torah, Lasak B'Divrei Torah. Of course you get a mitzvah. Everybody agrees you get a mitzvah if you merely think and learning, but if you're just thinking and learning, you don't have to recite the Berachas HaTorah. So he says, Rebbe, we don't paskin like you, so why'd they take it away? He says, you're right, we don't paskin like me. He says, but in Shamayim, they always react according to your own shitos. And because I hold, explain the Gra, that if you merely think in learning, you're still obligated to recite the Bracha, even though we don't paskin like me, but in Shamayim they say, Gra, that's how you paskin. Then if you're not going to go in accordance with your own psak, and you're going to think in learning before you have the chance to recite the Bracha, we're going to take it away from you, and they took it away. So the next day, the Gra was happy. Why are you happy? Oh, next day they gave it to him. He made sure not to think about it until he recited the Bracha HaTorah, and they gave it back to him. Hakoponim, you see that you have to recite the bracha before you sit down, before you start your learning in the day. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis. V'yivarech osel b'simcha gedola. And you should recite the bracha Torah with a tremendous simcha. Where does that come from? The Matzina Shomer Chazal. And this is where the Mishnah Berurah takes us to the famous Gemara, twice in Shas, Nedorim Pei Aleph Amen Aleph, and Bava Matziah Pehei Amen Aleph. And the Gemara says in Nedorim, Diamar of Yudam Arav, Mighty Siv, Mio Isha, Chocham, the Yaman Azos, Dubber Zanishal, Chocham Levim, Vloper Shu. What happened? Everybody was wondering why the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Why was the building razed? And all the clay shoris expunged. Why did we lose the Beis HaMikdash? Nobody knew. Achapir Shu, Kodesh Ruch, Ba'atman, until Hashem explained as the Novi Yirmiyah continues to talking about the Bayis Rishon, Yirmiyah Paratas. Vayomer Hashem, none but God Himself, Kaviyoch responded. Yirmiyah Perkid Zion, we know that Hashem is the Bochein Levavus. He's the Choker Lev of Bochein Levavus. Hashem knows Kol Anistaurus and the Ani Mamet, the Yigimalikri Adas, number 10. Hamevin Al Koma Hashem, Hashem knows our thoughts, our innermost emotions. And Hashem revealed to one and all, Al Ozva Nestorosi, they abandon, they have forsaken my Torah. Say, ask the Gemara, Hainu lo shama b'kol, Hainu lo hokuba. That means they didn't listen, they didn't hokuba. What do you mean they abandoned the Torah? Amarid Amarav, what is it? Malamit she'im b'vorchen b'bracha t'chila. They did not recite the Berachas HaTorah. What in the world does that mean? They didn't recite the Berachas HaTorah. Oh, I take a look at a very famous Ron. And the Ron, and his parish Ron on the Dorim, the bottom of Pe'alef from an Aleph. What happened over here? He says, "Vaday Oskin Hayib Torah Tamid." In the Zman of the Churban, in that Tzkufa, in that golden era, yes, they were learning, and they were learning continuously. They couldn't understand why is the land getting lost? Everybody's learning. Torah is widespread. Everyone's teaching Torah, disseminating it. It's rife throughout the land. Why are we losing a Beis Hamikdash? Acha Pirsha Kodesh Ruchu Baatzushu Yadeya Mamoke Alev. He knows the depths of our hearts. Shulahayim Avorchem B'Torah Tchil. The Kolomer, as if to say, what? It doesn't mean stop, just take it literally. They didn't recite the bracha. It's much deeper than that. On a more profound level, continues the Ram. They didn't deem it so choshev, so important and consequential in their eyes to warrant a berachas haTorah shlohayu oskim bol l'shma. They were not learning Talmud Torah l'shma. Mitokach hayu mezalzelin bebrachasa, and they were mezalzelin the bracha. V'hainu l'holchuba, and that's what l'holchuba. Klomer bekavanosiv l'shma. Elu devrei Arav achos veimnom ruuyim mishamram. Zok deran. And you see that they weren't the machshiv the Torah kidaboy. They weren't giving it the chashivas that it so richly deserves. The Lavush himself. He writes, now what is this idea of lo mevarchem b'bracha tchila? The Lavush says, nirusha pirusho, it says lo hochuba. What is halicha? You say you're going on a trip or going on a tiyul. Halicha connotes the sense of tiyul v'shashua. Kalomer shlo chosh v'limuda l'tiyul v'hanorak l'umnis v'shalo l'shma. You know why they lost the Beis HaMikdash? Because in their eyes, the Torah was not enjoyable. It was not, let's go out on a tiyul, let's be matayil on the yam of Torah, let's go on a journey, let's get pleasure. It was umnus. Oh, it was an umnus. It was a trade. They couldn't stand going out to work. They were learning Shalom the Shema, and that's why it has to be what? It has to be Ozma's Torah, saying no one else could reveal that but Hashem, who knows Mamaki Alev, the innermost thoughts and emotions of the soul, and only Hashem could disclose to one and all that it's because you weren't enjoying the Torah, you weren't learning the Shema. Again, the Gemara's choice terminology is Ashlo Bircha B'Brocha Tchila. So along the lines of the Lavush, the Eliyahu Rabbah writes, based on the pre-sha, that what does it mean? Shalom bircha b'torah tchila kolomer, but tchilas iska b'torah chayo. They weren't makbed that, they didn't start their day with the bircha satayro. A little bit differently, the lechem chamudis on the Rosh says, what's the additional word tchila? Shoyim avorchen. Yes, they were reciting the bracha. Ela shlo ekbidu shalom limor klal kodim sheyavorech. Aval kishabol liyodam lamdu v'achkach shayim avorchen olim shachikach. And that's why I'm the Oretz. Meaning what? They got up in the morning and they started learning. Oh, you know what? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour into learning. Hey, you know what? We have to recite a bracha. Okay, then they stopped to recite a bracha. Yes, they recited the bracha, but lo bircha b'bracha tchila. They didn't make sure that that was the first thing that they did. As Rav Asher Weiss has explained as well, if you really love learning, how do you get out of bed in the morning? How is that not the first thing that you do? The first thing that you do has to be if you love something. How many people, they get up in the morning, the first thing they do, they reach for the laptop, they reach for the BlackBerry, for their iPhone, they gotta see the emails, they gotta see the news. What do you have to see the news for? You gotta go diving. But they're so attached to their phone. How many times do you forget your phone at home, and it doesn't matter how far away you are from the house, people are so dependent on the phone, it's mamish pathetic in the world today. We can be a half hour away, and we mamish, that's it, we go back, we can't live without the phone. People in Mamas Adam, so people, they have to get up in the morning, it's the first thing they see. No, Bircha B'Torah Tchila is, if Torah is so harsh, if it's so important, how can you not, the first thing, you gotta get up in the morning. Yes, you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands, Negamaser, Alat Sassanam Rakai, Neshama, Asha Yotzu, Akai Neshama, and then right away, Lasik B'Dibri Torah, Vaharifna, or as we discussed in the past, you'll make it when you get to shul and you're fully dressed, but you gotta be excited, it's gotta be the first thing you do, you gotta recite the Bircha Torah, and woman as well. Even though Kedushin Chavtesim are basically Mata Mosas, Manechem, Manechem, Vlo, Benosechem, the Gemara proceeds to highlight a threefold exemption. The women are exempt. They don't have to learn Torah themselves. They don't have to be taught it by the parents. They don't have to teach it and impart it to the next generation. Threefold exemption. But Akoponim, women are Mechoyovas, are obligated to recite Brachas Torah. Explains the Beis Halevi and Chuvas and Chelek Aleph and Simon Vav. Because Avada, certainly there's a Chelek in Torah that they are indeed obligated. Women still have to learn. Chana, Rosh Tevis, an acronym, Chala, Nida, Logos, and getting up in the morning. There's so many halachas. Yes, women are exempt from mitzvah say, shazman groma, for positive commandments designated by moments of time, but all the losa says, ishva, isha leish, they're on par with their male counterparts. Everybody is equated when it comes to the negative commandments in the Torah. And Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yom Tov, all the halachas ma'asiyas, amanu they have to learn. Yes, the Maril and Shuvas Kavtzadi test, so much that a woman learns, she picks up from being in proximity to her mother in the kitchen. She knows bas v'cholov, she knows how to keep a kosher kitchen, how to go ahead and make Shabbos and make Yom Tov. But when all is said and done, women have plenty of halachas that they're obligated to learn. And Matzavana certainly writes the Beis Halevi, they can recite the Lasek B'Divrei Torah, and especially without getting into the lumber of the Arichus, the elaboration of the Mechas Chinuch and the Devar Avram and Rav Chanan and so many Gedolei Achronim. It's not just a Berachas HaMitzvah, it's a Berachas Shvach VeHodah. A woman too have to give Shvach and Hodah, have to give praise to Hashem for giving us this precious gift of the Torah Kedoshah. Samana, a woman have to recite Berachas HaTorah. So everyone has to be Nizar, everyone has to be extremely careful to recite the Berachas Torah. Why? Because we see we lost the Beis HaMikdash because we weren't learning Torah Karoy. Ask the Chavetz Chaim the famous question. We have a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Tesem and Veis, that clearly states we lost to the Bayis Rishon because of the Gimel Averus Gemurus, the three carnal sins of Gilei Raiyos, Avodah Zarah, and Shfichas Damim. And we lost the Bayis Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, because of Sinas Chinam in the Lashon Hara that it entailed v'chulei. So ask the Chavetz Chaim, so which one is it? Teretz is, you're right, the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Tes and Beis, we're talking about Yom HaKippur, we're talking about the Avodas HaMishkan and Batei Mikdash. Avada certainly was because Bayis Rishon Gimel Averus Chamuris. And Bayis Sheni is Sinas Chino. But in the end of the day, if we would be Machshiv Torah and learning Torah Keroi, Kiraboy, explain the Chavetz Chaim, if we would learn the Torah B'Simchosa, then we would never worry. We would never have to be concerned about the Gimel Averus Chamuris. We would automatically do tshuva, and we would fix our ways. If we would be master of the Torah, and we were learning the Torah with the appropriate simcha that it so deserves, then we will correct it. We won't be led to sin aschina. We'll go ahead and understand the Gemara Kedusha, Naflam and Rebeis, Barasi, it's Torah, Barasi, the Torah Tavlin. Torah is the panacea, the cure-all for every disease, every ailment, every spiritual ailment. In the end of the day, if you have a Yetzahara for the Gimel Averus Chamuris, you have a Yetzahara, you're incited, you're seduced by the evil inclination to speak Lashon Hara Sinas Chino. But if you have the Torah and you machshav the Torah and you recite the Berachas HaTorah Karoi, then you don't have to worry. That's going to shield you and it's going to protect you, and it will prevent any Gimel Averus Chamuris from ever taking place, and it will certainly preclude Sinas Chino from transpiring as well. That's the Chavetz Chaim. Zilizor mode, we have to be extremely careful. It's a Maisa story, and the Chazon Ish's early Tkufa, when he was in Bnei Brak, and Eretz Yisrael was, as we know, under British rule. So what happened? The Chazon Ish used to have a minion in his house. He used to have a minion, Vasikin, in his house, and one morning, it was a Monday or a Thursday, it was a laning day, and the Chazon Ish turned to the Galbe at the beginning of the evening, and he says, I'd like to get an Aliyah today. I'd like to get an Aliyah. So, okay, Chosinish asked you for an Aliyah. You give that Chosinish an Aliyah. So he was Yisrael, so they gave him Shlishi. But the Gabbai couldn't hold back. He says, I've been davening in the Chosinish's minion all these years. He never asked for an Aliyah. Chosinish, Baruch, and Arkava to ask for an Aliyah. He didn't know what's going on. It wasn't any simcha that he knew about. So he says, Rabbi, can I ask? He says, why, Torah, Yivalem and Anizor, why'd you want to get an Aliyah today? So Chosinish says, I'll tell you. He says, early this morning, and before Vasikin, remember it's pitch black at night, and before he got up early in the night, he probably only went to sleep a short while beforehand, Chazanish, the mas menotzim that he was, so he went out onto his merpes and onto his porch, and there was a curfew issued by the British at the time, that you weren't allowed to go out when it was dark, you had to wait until daylight. And the Chazanish's minhag was that he used to get up early in the morning, way before Vasikin, and he used to recite the Berachas HaTorah. He would go out, see Neflos Avori, whatever he could see in the darkness of the night, and Ayir HaShachar, you wake up the morning with the Berachas HaTorah and the Berachas HaShachar. That morning, though, there was a soldier patrolling nearby, and he saw the Chazon Ish walk out in his marpeset, and the Chazon Ish was in the middle of the Berachas HaTorah.
and he had said Lasek Bidiratori, he had said Maharifna, and he had just started Asher Baruch Abonim Mikolamim, and the British soldier screamed out, "Get back inside or I'm going to shoot." And of course the Chazon Ish, as we know, his brother even testified. Aramir Karelitz, he said that my brother, people think he was the Masmid in Torah. Chazon Ish said about himself, the more than a Masmid in Torah that he was a Masmid in Tefillah. It's unbelievable, Masan Tefillah. You couldn't stir him, you couldn't shake him when he was engrossed in Tefillah. You couldn't, he was Shakul Legamri, immersed fully, entirely, the Kol Kochos Nafshoisov in the Aminus at Tefillah. So he didn't hear the British soldiers. He screamed out again. He says, "You don't get it back inside, I'm going to shoot." So again, he didn't hear. So the British soldier shot at the Chazon Ish. And the bullet went right by the ear of the Chazon Ish. It didn't hit the Chazon Ish. It went right by. We can imagine a bullet goes by even the Chazon Ish. If a bullet goes right by, something startled him. Something startled him. And he went right back inside. And of course, he finished up his Brichas HaTorah, but he went right back inside. So the guy says, "Oh, Rebbe, you want to make a Brichas HaGomel?" He says, "No Brichas HaGomel. If the bullet nips you, but it doesn't hit you, you don't make a Brachas HaGomel. Somebody shoots at you, Rachman al-Atsan, but they miss, you don't recite a Brachas HaGomel. Anytime someone misses, but you weren't actually in the Makom Sakana, you had averted the Makom Sakana. When they asked Shlomo Zalman, he says, "What, if I throw my pajamas out the window, I have to say Brachas HaGomel? Because had I been in my pajamas, I would have fallen out the window." So Shlomo Zalman explained him, "But Lamaisa, you weren't in your pajamas. If I had been an inch closer to the bullet, but you weren't. If the bullet hits you, and the bullet could have done more damage, then you recite a Brachas HaGomel. So if you narrowly avert a car accident, you don't make a Brachas HaGomel. If there was contact, and it could have been far more severe, the airbag went off, then Avada, different situations will warrant a Brachas HaGomel." So in the end of the day, Chazon said, "I don't want to say Brachas HaGomel." He says, "So Rebbe, if there's no Brachas HaGomel, so why do you want to say Brachas HaGomel?" He says, "Because I was in the midst of that bracha, and when that bullet whizzed right by my ear, I lost one split second of concentration in that bracha. And for me, that's not a Brachas HaTorah. So what can I do though? But I was Yotzei because I said the words. So I can't stop saying new Brachas HaTorah Shema Malchus, but I figured if we're laning today anyway, I'll ask for an aliyah and I'll make a new Asher Bracha Bonu, and this time I'll be able to have unbelievable kavana from beginning to end." Now, I'm sure the Chazon Ish didn't lose too much kavana from that split second that but the Chazon Ish, Tzarech Lizor B'Mod. By the Chazon Ish, at Brachas HaTorah, where he lost a quarter of a second of his kavana Ritzuya, that him was not a Brachas HaTorah. He felt compelled. "I have to go and recite the new Brachas HaTorah. The only Afsharis, the only possibility is, I got to get an Aliyah." So that was the one time in his life the Chazon Ish Taka asked for an Aliyah. That's Brachas HaTorah. What exactly are we doing? Well, according to most Shitas, the Shagasari is Machriya. Mishnah Berurah brings the Shagasari as the Sashari Chuv and others. Based on the Shita of most Rishonim, it's Machlokas, it's Brachas HaTorah. Minaraisim and Rabbanon, so we paskin, it's Minaraisa. And therefore, Safek, you would go back, but then itself is a Din and a Halacha. Where does it come from? Let's turn to a Gemara in Brachas Tav Chafalaf Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, "Menayin the Brachas HaTorah lefanem min HaTorah." How do I know that you're obligated midaraisa to recite the Brachas HaTorah? Because the pasuk says, and Devarim Lamed Beis, Kishem Hashem Ekra, in the beginning of Azinu, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havagonu Lelokeinu, when I call out the name of God, let's all give praise to God. That's the source of reciting Brachas HaTorah before you set out to learn every single morning. Ask the Marsha. So what did I just see from there? Let's go back to the Pasuk. Yishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of God, let's give greatness to our God. So where do you see anything about the Torah? Writes the Marsha. Few lines in Chedushei Agadus, which keep in mind, Ramosh Shapiro says, every word of the Marsha's Chedushei Agadus was written, Mila B'Mila Baruch HaKadosh. Writes the Marsha. Chedushei Agadus, Chafala Faminav. Matsasi Kosov, he doesn't cite the name in the Sefer, he says, "I found written, Tahochi Mashmalei, Birchas HaTorah." How do you see Birchas HaTorah in this Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra? "Tahainu, Kasheni Kori Batorah, Shikula Shemos Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, Shekola Torah Bosiosa, Hishmosa Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, Gedisa Ben Roshos, Vekal Lahovin." The Ramban is Marach and his Hagdama to his Parish HaTorah, that all the Torah is Kulon Shmois of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah is all combinations, configurations of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every word of the Torah is all a part of the names of God. The names of God are configured throughout the words of the Torah itself. So since all the Torah is the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you know the Ratz and Habore? Right? Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover in his Or Torah Perish and Rav Avraham Achia goes Malas HaTorah. The Ratzon Reish Tzadi Vav Nun Gematria 346. How do I know your will? I always look into your name, Shemo. Shemo in your name, Shin Mem Vav, 346, right? So Yitzhak Isaac Chover. I know your Rotzon HaPnimi by looking and delving deeply into your name, into your Shemo. That's the window into your Rotzon. You want to know the Rotzon of Hashem? Go into Shemo. What Shemo? Shemo, his name. All the words of the Torah are names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamela, Kishem Hashem Ekro, when I call out the name of God, when do I stop call out the name of God? Every time you utter a word of Torah, every single word of Torah is Kilo, you sing over another name of Hashem, because the whole Torah is all different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Hashem Ekro, have a go to look in, and let's go and give the praise, and therefore we have to recite a Berachas HaTorah. But the whole Torah is a compilation of various names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know the Gro writes in Shinos on the old, the beginning of Mishnayos Peah, and Aleph Aleph writes the Gro. Every single word of Torah is its own separate independent mitzvah. Every word of Torah is, if you're saying over, now the name of Hashem, Kishem Hashem Echo, one word of Torah. You have to recite Berachas Torah. Each word is its own mitzvah. That's the Gron Shinos Eliyahu, the Chavetz Chaim is Marich. Based on that Gra, as does the Sefer Ben Yinolim dedicate Kamat an entire chapter in the Sefer to this. If you make the Cheshvan, how many words? That's why I talk fast. Imagine, I mean, you get so much more schar. People complain, the rabbi talks too fast. They always say, if the rabbi would go ahead and daven as quickly as he speaks, and he would speak as slowly as he davens, then we'd be in good shape. But they don't realize, the more faster that I speak, the more schar that I'm giving you. Are you going to thank me, Lassa Lava? That means the more words you're hearing every minute. Okay, you have to understand that. You have to hear the words, but every single word is its own separate mitzvah. The more words of Torah, the more mitzvahs that you get. The Chavetz Chaim makes that you get hundreds of mitzvahs a minute. That's where Tom Torah can I get a kulam, because every word is its own independent mitzvah. Mainly you get tons of schar. So that's the source. So now we see, based on the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, Tzorch Lizor B'mod, because the whole base of Mikdash B'chorban, it all came because Lo Berach B'ruch HaTchila, we said it, but we didn't say it with Kavanah. We weren't learning the Shema. We weren't learning to get the Simcha. As Lavush pointed out, there wasn't a halicha, it wasn't a tiyul, it wasn't kishmak, and that's why we lost the base of Mikdash. But it's more than that. There's a wonderful sefer by Rav Dov Eliach called Kolakosiv L'Chaim, compilation of various mamorim, and Rav Chaim Elozhin scattered throughout his sforim and so many other sforim that quote Rav Chaim Elozhin. As a twice in the sefer, I saw the following. In a section on Kavanas HaTfilah, they cite the Sefer Chalk as Ruvin, according to Chaim Elozhin, and it's cited later as well in Segulas HaTorah. And listen to this nusach. You think Berachas HaTorah is just about the Torah? And writes Chaim Elozhin, and he said that this was something Chaim Elozhin related, that he gave over to his Talmidim, Varmerli Shekiblu Meirabo Shal, and he heard it from his Rebbe, and Chaim Elozhin got it from the group. Ha'omer Berachas HaTorah b'koram u'bikavana. Someone who says the Berachas HaTorah each and every morning out loud and with kavana. Muftach lo shelo yovo chet liyado kol osa hayom. It's guaranteed you will not sin the entire day. So l'chayro, where is this coming from? Perhaps because again, kedushin daflam adam rebeis. Parasi yitzahora parasi l'torah tavla. Torah is the tavla. So how come Torah didn't go and protect them from the Gimel of Eres Chamorus? How come it didn't protect them from Sin Eschina like the Chavetz Chaim? If you're not learning the Shema, if you're not saying the Berachas HaTorah with the proper Kavona, Bekoram u'Bekavona, like the Rishonim say in Shamsk, if you're Chesameis, what does the mean B'chol Kavanoso? It means like some Rishonim with all your Kayach say it aloud. It means either B'chol Kavanoso, but if you have the joint effort, if you say it out loud, and if you say it with all the Kavona that you can muster up, that you could conjure up from the Mamoki Halev, then not only are you addressing and approaching your Torah with the right Kavanah, but it's going to give you the Shemira, and it's guaranteed that if you really say the Berachas HaTorah with the proper Kavanah each and every morning, you guarantee the Kabbalah from Chaim Elozhin to the Gra that you will not have a Chet Boli Yoda Kolosayo. Unbelievable Shemira. Look at the Berachas HaTorah that you have to have in mind in the morning. Unbelievable protection. That's all the Shemira if a person has in mind by signing Berachas HaTorah. So we see that it's something special. Something special to have in mind, the Gevaldike Shmira. If it's something so special, and something that's supposed to be so sweet, asks Rav Tzadok HaKohen from Lublin, then how come I don't have that additional Baharev Na in conjunction with every other mitzvah that we perform? Rav Tzadok HaKohen is bothered in a Sefer Kometz HaMincha Chelek Aleph in number 61, Osamach Aleph. Asks Rav Tzadok HaKohen, and Baharev Na Hashem Elokeinu is Divrei Saras Lebechim. Why don't we start before every single bracha? Let's preface. Hashem, please let me really enjoy
the tefillah that I'm about to do today. Hashem, let me enjoy sitting in my sukkah, shaking my lulav, putting on talis and tefillin, and let me enjoy taking hafroshes challah. Why don't we ask Hashem, make it enjoyable? Why only by the Torah? Explains the Tzaddik HaKohen beautifully, and with this he takes us to that Gemara in the Nedarim Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph once again. Our Tzaddik says, once Chazal revealed to us that the panacea, the cure-all, and the antidote for all of the eight Saharas in the world is the Torah, so anytime you don't feel the Gishmak, you're about to put on Talis and Tefillin, so no problem, take out a Sefer and learn about Talis and Tefillin, and that'll give you the Gishmak, and that'll give you the protection that you need. You're not enjoying, you don't understand Afrosh Eschala, you don't understand Shabbos and Yatav. So take out Sfarim and learn about the Chashivas of Shabbos. You want to know about Shabbos? There's so many Sfarim that are there that one can learn. One can always take out something Menugei Torah, and that can give them a Shmira, that could shield them, protect them from the Yitzhara, and that could produce and inspire the Geshmak as you approach each and every mitzvah. But what happens, Asher Tzodik, when you get up in the morning and you don't have a geshmak to learn? And you don't have a cheshek at that moment in time? Yeah, it's cold outside. I don't want to go to the shir. Aye, it's too late at night. You're not inspired to open up a sefer. So then what do you do? So we know that what? Anytime the Yetzirah says, hey, don't learn, Yetzirah will go ahead and have you do every mitzvah in the book. He doesn't want you to learn because Talmud Torah can't get kolam. That the Yetzirah can't stand. So he doesn't want learning. He doesn't want shiurim. So what happens when the Yetzirah says, I don't want you to learn? So well, Chazal told us that Barasi Yetzirah, Rasi Torah Tavlet. But I'm not going to reach for a sefer because that's precisely what the Yetzirah just set out to do. He doesn't want me to open up a sefer. So I can't reach for a sefer to combat the Yetzirah when he's telling me not to reach for the sefer. So what am I going to do? Answers from Tzaddik HaKohen. That's why specifically by the Torah, when you get up in the morning, since there'll be times throughout the day, you're not going to be inspired. You're not going to want to go to the shir. You're not going to want to open up the sefer. You're not going to want to go in and learn this, the Kviyas Itzim, the Torah that you're supposed to learn. So that's why we get up in the morning, Hashem, Baharavna, make it enjoyable to me. Let me be inspired. So that even if the Yetzirah tries to get in my way and he tries to put obstacle after obstacle to prevent me from going to the shir, from opening up the sefer, Hashem, please let it be Baharavna. Let it be sweet in my eyes. And if it's sweet in my eyes, then I'm protected already from the second I got up in the morning. If I really mashiv the Torah, then I want to get up in the morning and I want to show Hashem. Make it sweet in my ass. Let me enjoy. Let it be geshmak. Even if I don't have the sefer to reach for, because Yitzhar is telling me not to reach for the sefer, let my broch of Haravna count, Hashem. Let it be geshmak. Let me enjoy it. Let me thirst for it. Let me go ahead and run after it. Rav Yaakov Weinberg, that's all he used to explain. We know the Gemara says in Tainis Dav Zayin Amun Aleph that Torah nimshalo l'mayim. Just like water, any liquid descends from a high place, flows naturally to a lower place. So too, you can only acquire the Torah if you make yourself an anav. You have to be lowly and humble and modest, and only then are you a clay kibble, a worthy receptacle to receive the Torah. But explains Rabbi Yaakov Amar Zatzal more than that. Hoy kot somi l'chulamayim. Who grunts to water? Someone who's thirsty for it. You know, doctors basically have agreed, and even though they might disagree on the amounts and the quantities, but most doctors will tell you it's good to have 8 cups of water a day. 8 cups of water a day. Now, again, we could get a lot of the water from fruits and vegetables, but you're supposed to have at least 8 cups of water a day. So how come not every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the world, what's so hard about having water? And especially now, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Everybody loves water. As we mentioned, Tom Standage in his New York Times bestseller, History of the World in 6 classes. He takes us through the history of the world, how we developed through society. We had drinks like beer and coffee and tea, and then Coca-Cola represented the rise of democracy and capitalism. And then he has an epilogue, and the epilogue is entitled Return Back to the Source. And he then, what's the most popular beverage nowadays? That's amazing. Bottled water. And they've done studies that have shown that most, over 50% of tap water is even better for you than the bottled water. And people are spending fortunes, and now you put in a decorative bottle, fancy bottle, and a glass of people spend even more money for it. And suddenly I'm reading a book by Charles Fishman right now called The Big Thirst. And he has chapters, how much money we're wasting in it. It's unbelievable. Bottled water. But if you think about it, what is it? It's back to the source. Back to the source. We started out with just water. Oh, but then we moved up in society. And then we got to what? Then we got to beer. In ancient Egypt, they used to have, in fact, six types of beer. 6 different species of beer that they had in ancient Egypt. They used to have 3 beer breaks during the day. That's one of the reasons, by the way, and Rabbi Goodman writes about this in a Sefer, why do we have chometz and Pesach? Chometz, yeast, beer. We're running out of Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim was all about the beer. It was all about the wheat. You gotta stay, barley, you gotta stay away, Rabbi Goodman writes in a Sefer. Mitzrayim, stay away. They were all about beer. Ancient Egypt, ancient Mesopotamia. And then we went to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was all about What? Ah, chita. Gefen. Taina. It's wine.
Rav Avi Margolius writes in Maimur Yeches in the Sefer Mikra Masora, Eretz of Aslam and of Ashland, land of flowing milk and honey, says it's not milk. They want milk. Reuven got a chatzishim and Asher. They wanted the grazing land on the other side in Eber Yardei. It's known for what? For red wine. And Cholav, he says, is white wine.
It's also all about wine. It's not about beer. And he brings Kamarayas. Artsos, we went from beer, we went to wine. Oh, and then you move up and you have coffee. Now, Starbucks, right? We always say New York. All right, one comedian once quipped, New York is the city that never sleeps. Why? Because there's a Starbucks in every corner. All right, but anyone who's been in Artsos knows Yerushalayim is the city. People taking walks with their families at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's Mamash a pillow. You see the Yerushalayim is L'mayim and Asmana. 3 o'clock in the morning, people taking walks. Some of them used to come back from the Kotel late at night. People walking, little kids walking in the streets. Yerushalayim, the city, L'halo, Mamash never sleeps. Everybody's up. Nobody has to go to sleep. And coffee, Turkish coffee, coffee lover. That's all coffee, wherever you go. All the fancy coffees. Starbucks, and then we move up. We have tea houses and coffee houses, and then we have Coca-Cola all over the world. In fact, I read an article once, when Snapple was at its prime, believe it or not, the increase in Coca-Cola consumption from one year to the next was greater than all the Snapples consumed that entire year. Coca-Cola, all the top beverage in the world, and then what do? We're getting really advanced, and we're going right back to the beginning, back to the source. We're going right back to bottled water. We come right back to water. So why doesn't everybody drink all the water they have to? Explain to me, Yaakov, because we only drink water when we're thirsty. You know why Torah's in Mishol Olamayim? Torah's waiting out there. It's begging. It's calling out to you. But we only run to Torah when we're thirsty for it. You got to be thirsty for the Torah. Birchas HaTorah is getting up in the morning saying, Hashem, I'm thirsty for it. I want to learn. Adds a Levush. You know why we have different brachas? So we do have a Gemara in brachas, Yeralef from the base. And the Gemara says, very nice. We have Birchas HaTorah. Mayim Beforach. What do you say? Asher Kershom Esoi Tzimon Lasim B'Divrei Torah. That's one Mani Yamer. That's where Hidam Rashmul. Rabbi Yochanan Nesai Mahachi would conclude his Bracha. HaRav Nashem Lokeinu Esdivrei Sarascha. That's the Nusach that we have. And then what do we have? Rav Hanuna. Asher Bracha Banu. Sitzimachlokis. Which one we say? I'm Rav Hanuna. Zoi Ma'ula Shem Brachas. This is the greatest of all Brachas out there. And their commentaries abound why it's the greatest of all the Brachas. Hilkoch Lemrinu Lekulu. It's such a great Bracha. Let's say them all. We have machlokes. Should we say this or should we say that one? The Gemara says, you know what? We can't make up our minds. We have three different opinions. What's the Birchas HaTorah? We had the Gemara later on. Chafalim from an Aleph. Kishem Hashem Mekra. But a goal. Okay, you have to praise Hashem. Which Bracha? My Mavrach. Which one do we say? We can't make up our minds. Say them all. Say Lasi B'Divrei Torah. Say Rahav Ravno. And say Asher Bracha Banu. Just say them all. And the Hilkoch, it's such a choser bracha, let's say everything. Clearly, they're highlighting different components, and they're arguing which is the Iker component to highlight, but we go in and say everything. But we gotta be thirsty for it. We have to say with a geschmack, we have to say it like we want it. In addition, we mentioned in the past, that if we saw from the Ran, from the Chavetz Chaim, and after learning the Shema, we have to learn for the Simcha. The Egle Tal, the Sukkot Shavu Rebbe writes in his introduction to Egle Tal, Alam Tes Melachos HaShabbos. The Shlo writes the same idea already earlier in his commentary on Masech HaShavuos. And it's already hinted to by Rabbeinu Avraham Menahar, one of the Rishonim, in his commentary in the Adoram Chesem and Aleph in the Sefer Noe Kitzon Yosef at Simon Chaf Hei. In fact, the Eretz Tzvi and the Chubas and the end of Simon Tzadi Beis and the Klichenda Parshas Azinu, there are Kamarayas, not only a Zohar, but other Rayas, that the highest level of learning in the Shema is to get a Geshmak, is to enjoy the learning. People think, if you enjoy the learning, that diminishes from the Lashem Shemaim. No, Hashem says, I want you to enjoy it. I want you to get a Geshmak, and that's the highest level of learning in the Shema. I want you to enjoy it. David Melch writes in Tillim, Kapitul Yates, Posse Get Aleph, the Torah is, the sukkah midvash and ovesim, it's sweeter than honey. That means the sweetest thing in the world, right? Honey is the sweetest thing. All sweeteners were always described as honey. Isaac Asimov writes in his Book of Facts, page 93, that the reason why everything in scriptures is always compared to honey is because until the Crusaders came back in the beginning of the 12th century, bringing sugar in large quantities to the East, all they had was honey. Honey was the ultimate sweetener. Honey was the sweetest thing. Honey is one entity, one food item in the world. You don't have to refrigerate it. It never spoils. Honey was always the sweetest thing. And now, again, there is a Rashi and a Mari Kra in the respective commentaries in Shmuel, and Shmuel Aleph, and Perek Yedaleh, Pasuk Chavav, that does say by Yaruz Davash, Yehonah, son of David, they actually say, in the Bnei Yishmael called this Davash sugar. But he says the sugar didn't come over until the West Indies trade in the 12th century. Honey was always the ultimate sweetener. That's why many husbands call their wives honey. We mentioned because Isha is Gematria 306, and Davash is 306. Davash 306, Isha 306. Right, they're calling the wives honey. Honey, it's the sweetest thing. Why the wives call the husband's honey, that's a Tzorchiyah.
Inachami ish. I don't know. That's Gematria 311. That means your 300. The husband has to be adding things. You have to keep adding, right? The ish needs the isha. He needs the hay from the isha. Then you get to Gematria. Yeah. Okay, yish lodan. But you have to call the wife sonny because that's isha's Gematria devash. That's the sweetest thing. Is the wife? The Meila. Rabbi Yosha says a similar idea. Isha Gematria devash. He doesn't say it the way I did, but my son. Alamai said that you have to, something is sweet, that Torah is sweeter than honey. Explain the Chavetz Chaim, why is the Torah sweeter than honey? Because even honey, the sweetest thing in the world, if I give you a teaspoonful, oh, it's geshmak. Another one, after three or four, you get sick of it. Anything in the Olam HaGashmi, when you have too much of it, you get sick and tired of it after a while. The Torah writes, the Chavetz Chaim is mesukim in Vashenobos, and it's sweeter than honey. Why? Because no matter how much you have, you never get sick and tired of it. Pour on more. The Gra says, Torah Hashem Tamima, Torah is complete. What does that mean? It says, imagine if I give you a job. Here's a pail. Go down to the Atlantic Beach boardwalk. Go down to the ocean. Go down in the wintertime. You're not going in the summertime, obviously. So go down to the ocean in the wintertime when nobody's there. And I want you to take the bucket, fill it up with water from the ocean, and then dump it outside. And how long is it going to take you to, what's it, you could be working the rest of your life, and you'll look out, and so you'll look on the vast expanse of the ocean, you'll say, I didn't even scratch the surface. Writes the girl, you know why we say Torah Hashem Tamima? And tell him, Kapito, your test, no matter how much Torah you learn, you still look out in the Yamatal, but at the Yamatal, and you say, wow, I didn't even begin to scratch the surface. It still looks complete. You could spend 120 years, 24-7, emptying out the water of the Atlantic Ocean, and you'll still look in the distance, and it still looks like you didn't even make a dent. Torah Hashem Tamima, it's complete. It's complete, but you got to be thirsting for it. You got to want it. You got to have a thirst. You have to recognize it's the sweetest thing in the world. And that's why, writes the Stipler. Stipler writes this idea in Kilas Yaakov and Simchal Beis. And it's an idea already we saw in the Levush, and Levush is Marich, in Sim Mem Zayin and Sim Vav and the Hagal, that Birchas Torah is not just a Birchas HaMitzvah. Lasek B'Dibrei Torah begins Asher Kirshanim Asayitz, which are on the same Hagdama as we have to all Birchas HaMitzvah. Samana, certainly there's a component of Birchas HaMitzvah. Before you're doing the mitzvah, you have to recite a bracha. That's Lasek B'Dibrei Torah. What's Vaharev No? Writes a Levush, and the Tas says a similar idea in Yoredeya. And Hilchus in Adar, Mesim in Reish Chafalov and Sivkot and Mem Gimel, that Torah is also a Birchas HaNenet. And the Stipler says, what's the Raya? It's really a Shubha Chavonu. Because we have a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah is one category, one Suga Brachas. Always begin Asher Kereshanu B'Mitzvah Yisav Tzimonu. That highlights the fact that its essence is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Hashem commanded me to do Mitzvah X. Mitzvah Y, I recite as a prefatory idea before I go in over Las Yos and I recite an appropriate bracha. And then I have bracha senenen. What's a bracha senenen? Bori priya eitz. Bori mini mezonis. That means I'm holding the chepetz in my hand and I'm thanking Hashem for giving me this chepetz. What's the raya that bracha Torah is also bracha senenen? Asher bracha b'nei menasal and rest haroso. That means I'm holding up the Torah. I'm saying thank you Hashem for this Torah. That's not a nusach of a bracha sa mitzvah. That's a nusach of a birchas hanenin. So writes the Stipler. Birchas HaTorah is a birchas HaMitzvah. And of course, it's giving shvach and hodah to Hashem, and it's also a birchas hanenin. Mar says, a brachas lamanayim and aleph. Also, lenas me'olam azel barachi and aleph derive any pleasure, any benefit from this world without understanding a brachas. So too. And the Tzlach talks about this idea as well. You have to make the Torah yours. Hashem is what to know, say not Torah. He gives us a matana. And he makes it yours. How do you make it yours? How do I make the apple mine? You got to recite a brachas bur pra'eth to make the apple yours. Kan kona barachi kan al barachi. You have to recite a brachas anenin to make the Torah yours. Brachas anenin. How do you understand the lavush? How do you understand the taz, the stipler? Because it's a Birchas HaNen, because the Torah is supposed to be sweeter than honey, the most enjoyable thing in the world. And if you're about to enjoy the sweetness and savor, the geshmak of the Torah, you have to recite a Birchas HaNen. So Birchas Torah is not just a Birchas HaMitzvah, and not just a Birchas Shlach HaNadot to the Borei Olam, who gave us the greatest, most precious gift in the world. Ain Tov the Torah, Shenemar Ki Lakatona Sa'al Lachem Brochus Tapa Heyem and Beis. He didn't just give us the most precious gift in the world, it's geshmak, it's the sweetest thing in the world. Mesukim and Avshon Ova Sufim, Shlomo Melech writes in Shashim, Pragdal, Pasuket Aleph, it's sweeter than everything. Meila, if it's geshmak, if it's sweet, you got to thank Hashem for it. You're about to eat the words of the Torah. You got to thank Hashem. Rabbeinu Bachai writes in his introduction to his commentary, Parshas Vayakel, what are we doing comparing the Torah to Dvarim Gashmiyim? Because we always have a mashal of something we can relate to. If the sweetest things in the world are honey and sugar, and we enjoy those, then certainly the Torah, which is sweeter, which you never get sick and tired of, make sure to recite the Brachas HaTorah. And we saw that not only, like what Tzadik says, will it say goodbye to the Yitzhara, who tries to prevent you from learning throughout the course of the day, as we saw from Chaim Elosh and the Kabbalah from the Gra, it's going to shield you if you say with Kavanah B'Kol Ram, Mutach Shlo Yavuch Chit Liyado Kol Hamshachayam.
Elendikasach. That's Berachas HaTorah. Adds the Nesivus of Yaakov Elisin as Agdama Tanachnas Yaakov HaTorah. We have three brachas. Lasa B'Divrei Torah. We have to go in and thank Hashem and that He gave us the gift of the Torah. We have a special gift of the Torah, Asher Kishan. He gave us a tzivoy. That means what? The first nakuda we have to mark, we have to highlight, explains the nesivus is, don't think we're learning the Torah because it's a double sikhli. Because intellectually, it's a great intellectual exercise. It's a mitzvah. Just like we have biology and astronomy and astrology and music and chemistry. Oh, and English, so too we have Torah. No, it's not stop. It's a separate mitzvah. Hashem gave us a mitzvah, miyuchedes, and He was mitzvahs to learn the Torah. But not just to learn the Torah. Explains the Brisker Rav, and Alter Mikhail already elaborated on this point. It's Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. That means what? Lasuk, the Taz tells us in Simon Mem Zayin of Katan Aleph, the Lashon Lasuk means Amelis and Yegiyah. You got to toil, you got to immerse yourself, it's got to be your Asek. Explain the Brisker Rav, explain the Alter Mikhail. The same way when it's a business, you don't want anyone to interrupt. You're in the middle of a deal, that's it. You don't want to pay attention to the phone calls, you don't want to look at the emails, you don't want anyone interrupting you when you're in the middle of a multi-million-dollar deal. So too, if you're a mamash in the middle of learning, Lasuk Hashem, I want it to be my Asek. I want to be so me again. I want to toil that it's my isek, it's my business. Kehem chayin avar chemenu. If it's mamish my business, then I'm going to be osik in the diburim, like the chayonim told us. Not just in here, not just to think about it. I want to speak it out. I want it to come out of my mouth. Chayimim amotzeyim. I want to think about it all day, and it's got to be laasok. It's got to be my isek. It's got to be my business. This is my life. This is how I am successful. Siyata d'shmai. It's all because of my Torah. I got to make it my isek. Meaning what? I'm not just learning because it's intellectual pursuit. The whole period of enlightenment and reform. You had people on Shabbos, cigars, feet up on the table, and it was great. Let's go ahead and talk on learning. It can't just be that. It's got to be that it's mamash learning because Hashem is mitzav. In the end of the day, we're learning because Hashem told us to learn and learn kedei lomod, learn in order to learn, to have yediyas haTorah, to connect to the Torah, to have the dveikus, to know the Torah HaKadosh, and thus to know the Ribono Shel Olam. That's last thing Hashem gave me a tzivui. Then Maharim Hashem located. It's got to be sweet. It's got to be sweet. It's got to be enjoyable. I want to love it. Hashem, I want to love it. I can't even go weiter. And that's why it's a bracha svuch lecherta Maharim No. Now there's a din with above, without above. Is it svuch lecherta? And the end of the day, putting the halachic issues aside, but Maharim No comes immediately on the heels. Meaning what? It's my business. You're only going to be successful. You know you have to enjoy your work. A person can have a job that doesn't make as much money, but if they enjoy it, any job that you enjoy, it doesn't weigh on you. It's not cumbersome. It's not arduous work. But if you enjoy it, it's geschmack. I want it to be my isek. I want Torah Hashem to be my business. But I'm going to make it sweet. Make it maharav no. Make it something that's unbelievable. It's unbelievably sweet. Now, we pointed out in the past, page 33 of the Sefer Shema Tfilasi on Yonayani Tfilah, Rachaim Kineski was once asked, we have Gemara Brachas, the bottom of Yerala from the base. Tells us what happens if you get up in the morning and you forgot to recite the Berachas HaTorah. The Gemara says, Kfar Nifter B'Avar Abba. You have a bracha that precedes Kriya Shema. Avar Abba Avtanu. In fact, my grandfather used to joke, you find that so many guys, after they get married, they come late to davening. They're coming late to davening all the time. He says, why? He says, because they just got married on account of Avar Abba. They're having Avar Abba with such kavana, they're always late for Kriya Shema. Such avaraba for the Reisha Schayel that they're always late for Kriyashma. So an avaraba, we know the Netziv wouldn't even say Shir on a day that he didn't cry in the middle of avaraba. What do we say in avaraba? We ask Hashem the same, Libeinu the Bina, Lahavenu Lahaskil, Lishmoa, Limur, Lamed, Lishmor, Velasis, Lakayim, what in Arichas? All these bakoshas, all these requests from Hashem. So they asked Yochayim Kineski the obvious question. If Avar Abba, and it's Paskin Brochus, the bottom of 11b, and it's Paskin Force, and Achaz Brochus Torah, and Archaim, Simim Zayin, Sif Zayin, that if you forgot to recite Brochus Torah, don't worry, you said Avar Abba and Tfilah, then you don't go back and say New Brochus Torah. But if that's the truth, if that's the idea, then Avar Abba took the place, Kilo, of my Brochus Torah. Then Rav Chaya Kineski was asked, and why is it, where's all that in my Brachas HaTorah in the morning? How come in my Brachas HaTorah, when I'm asking from Hashem, I should ask Hashem, please, give me the beat of the understanding, Lahavinu, Lahaskal, Lashmoa, Lemor, Lalami, Lishram, Lasaskai, where is that? Where are all those Bakoshas? Answer Rav Chaya, we know where they are, in two words, the Harav No. If you ask Hashem, Hashem, I want it to be sweet, Hashem's going to give you everything. You don't need to ask about kosher nefredas, a separate request. Hashem, can I have the understanding of the shul? It's all packed in two words. Harevna, if you taste the sweetness, the gishmak, and the tanavila yorab and perkir ches, and Rabbeinu Yonah, and his commentary, Mishnah perk base, and posik dal, and Rashi, and shishu, and perk al, posik base, talk about the segulas, and posik siyat, and shmai. If you love the Torah, you're going to get unbelievable gifts. The Rameir Simcha. Rameir Simcha from the Minsk used to have a charusa. When they got stuck on a place, on a rishon, whatever it was, in a commentary in the middle of the learning, he used to tell us, charusa here, take a sefer tehillim, you go into one corner, I'm going to go into another corner, and we're going to daven for Simcha Satara. For Areva Samasika Satara. So the charusa said, Rameir Simcha, he says, why don't we just daven for the answer? that's all we want. What are we davening for Simcha Satara? He says, don't you understand? He says, a mother who just gave birth to a newborn infant, she has to run out to the supermarket, so she says to her next-door neighbor, here, I'm going to give you my newborn son. Do me a favor, watch him for 20 minutes. I'll be right back. Just keep an eye on him. She comes back 20 minutes later. The baby's screaming, etc. Turns to the neighbor and says, what are you doing? Takes the baby in her arms, cradles the baby. Within 2 seconds, silent, reticent as ever, the baby is cool, calm, and collected. Neighbor says, I don't understand. He says, I tried to soothe to pacify him, and you come 30 seconds. He says, what's the difference? He says, because I love him. And when you love a child, you know instantly what that child needs to be comforted. There's such a connection. Husband and wife, parent and child. I say, you just know instantly, automatically you know what the other person is thinking. When there's such a love, there's such an attachment, you don't need the answers. Explain to Meir Simcha, if we love the Torah the way we ought to love the Torah, then we wouldn't need to ask the same Libano. That's why it's not there, my Berchus HaTorah. I only need it if I forgot to ask for Baharevna. You forgot Baharevna, Torah is not as enjoyable. Then you got to ask Lahavan and Lahaskal Shmo. But if you say Baharevna, Hashem, I want to love it. I want it to be sweet. Then you don't have to ask for the answers. If you're so connected to the Torah, then a big shmak, you won't have any questions on the Torah. Same way, if you think about it, you know the best way to remember your learning? Why is it that you can remember a song, you can walk into a store, and a song that you heard 25 years ago is playing over the speaker, and in the middle you're going shopping, and the song's going on, and next thing you know, you're dancing. I'll tell you, watch people at a store sometimes, and you see people, they don't even realize they're shopping, their mom is dancing to the music, and you see, like, you know, what songs? You know, what mom is their favorite songs? And you remember the words. Why? Because when you're listening to music, you close your eyes, you put on the earplug, that's it, you shut out the world. You watched a movie, a TV show 10, 20 years ago, and you remember for so many years. Why? Because the lights were out, the popcorn, even if you had to go to the bathroom, you were over a Baltashaksu 10 times in the middle of the movie. And what did you do? You sat there, you watched it, you weren't thinking about anything else in the world, your little sister's talking, oh, what's going to happen next? Be quiet, and nobody's talking. And you were so connected to that movie, I could tell you over a scene 20 years later, and you'll still tell me what happens in the next scene. Why? Because we blocked everything out, and we mamash loved it, even if we didn't enjoy the actual flick. But just, we were so connected to it. If we say, Baharav Noah Kavan Hashem, I want to be connected to the Torah, that there's nothing else on my radar screen but the Torah, then we're going to be so connected, we're going to love it, then we're not going to forget it. Because you don't forget something you love. Nobody forgets their spouse's birthdays, anniversaries. There's one comedian once quipped, what's the best way to remember your wife's birthday? Forget it once. Forget it once, you're never going to forget it again. That's it. We can't forget someone you love. You can't forget a birthday. You can't forget an anniversary. You won't forget the Torah if you say Baharav Noah with Kavana. If you love it, you don't forget it because you don't forget something you love. Writes Dor HaChaim HaKodesh in his Perush Parshas Kisava Perchava Pasuk Ged Aleph. Torah says Samachta B'chol HaTov. His second shot is Ein Tova LaTorah. If we loved the Torah the way we ought to, Hayu Meshtagim U'Meslatim Acharel, we would be Meshuga. We would go crazy and run in hot pursuit after the Torah, and all the Kesef and Zov in the world wouldn't interest us one iota. If we were really connected, how many Gedolim had so many Tzaras, and they all said, if we immerse ourselves, when they threw themselves into Torah, nothing else interested them. When they were blocked into, you throw yourself into the Yama Torah, and that is such a Devekus, you don't ever get sad. You don't ever get depressed. Famous story of Ephraim Waxman has said over, there was an Odom Gadol who was marrying off his daughter, marrying off his last daughter. And, you know, he came to already, by the time his last daughter went around, it was already the time that there's such a break between between the Bedekin and the Chuppah. And he says, it's such pitul Torah, not waste of time. He says, you know, I'm going to go into another room with the Gemara. I'm going to get into learning. And when it's time, he says to his wife, when it's time to walk our daughter down to the Chuppah, then I'll close the Gemara and I'll walk
her down to the chuppah with you. So he gets into Gemara, he's in the room next door, and everyone's taking all the pictures and whatever it is, and he's immersed in the Gemara, and 15 minutes later, there's a knock on the door, it's his wife. Okay, Reuven, we gotta go, we got chuppah, we have to walk our daughter down. He says, oh, he's mamish in the sugi, he's enjoying it so much. He closes the Gemara, and he says, oh, he tsargit obonim. Avada, what a gevaldige simcha to walk the daughter down. The Chosin Ish used to say every time he came out with the sefer, he felt the geschmack of a parent walking a child down to the chuppah. So the Chosin Ish, who didn't have any children, but he said that every time he had a sefer, that was the geschmack that he had. The geschmack of walking a child down the chuppah. If we loved the Torah and we connected to it, that's Maharav Noah. Adds the Nesivas Nachlas Yaakov. Let's go back to his psicha. What are we adding? Aharon Hashem Lakeinu. Hashem is Malamed Torah. What do you mean Malamed? That means first I asked for Lasek V'Derei Torah. The first thing is it's a Brichas Mitzvah of a Tzivoy. I'm not just learning because I enjoy it. I'm learning because it's a Tzivoy. Hashem commanded us and he didn't command the Goyim. Gemara says in Sanhedrin a testament olive. Goy she'osek b'Torah chayimisa. Goy she'osek b'Torah. Osek b'Torah, that's just us. Goyim have to learn Zayim Mitzvahs, but they don't have Ian. They don't have learning Torah in depth. That applies to us. That's Lasek V'Derei Torah. The Goy has no shaykhs to that. Hashem was. Asher k'rishonim asoysev etzivonu. Hashem commanded us. That's number one. So what am I asking, Mom? Because I know that we can't be successful learning without Siyata Dishmaya. We need Hashem to teach us as well. Who taught Avram Avinu the Torah? Shteko Yosef, the minister says his kidneys. Hashem taught him. Hashem is what Avram Avtonu Hashem taught. Vatzalam Deinu, who you taught our Avis. We ask, points out the Nesivas. Hashem, yes, we'll make it our Isaac. And we'll learn, but we need Siyata Dishmaya. Megillah, Da'avav Anubayzeh, Gati Mitzasi Talmud, Hulu Chidudei. Lokum Yerzeh, to remember learning who Siyata Dishmaya. We need Siyata Dishmaya. That's why broken number two is, Hashem is Malamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael. We start out Berchas HaMitzvah. Then we go into Harav No. We want to taste the Simcha Hashem. We need the enjoyment. We need the enjoyment. That way it's going to block out the Yitzhar. It's going to protect us and shield us. And I'm going to always want to go to a Shir with a thirst, with an excitement, with enthusiasm that I want to learn more and more Torah. But I recognize the Siyum of the Bruch is Malamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael. And the other day, who's teaching us the Torah? Hashem is teaching it to us. And it's all Siyata Dishmaya. And without Siyata Dishmaya, we're not going to acquire it. We're not going to retain it. You need Siyata Dishmaya. What's number three? Number three is that it was given to us to the exclusion of everybody else. It highlights the unique relationship we have. Hashem gave us his Torah, but what adds a Nesivus is an important element. First is Hashem Baruch Hu, then Hashem chose us above all the nations of the world. Hashem gave us the gift of the Torah. He gave us the Shnei Luchos HaBris. The Ramban brings the marriage. Can I get Chosim Kalo? This is the marriage represented by the Torah. We got married to Hashem. He gave us the gift. He acquired us with the gift of the Torah. We're married to Hashem in exclusivity. Everybody's out of the picture. The Goyim are now allowed to learn Torah in depth. They're out of the picture. That's Hashem B'chabanu. And that itself has to make us happy. Rav Chaim Brim, in his collected Sichus Musar, in Imre Chaim, he says that he heard once a story that the Chosin saw a yeshiva bacher sad on Yontif. And he says to the book, he says, why are you sad? He says, because he has these sorrows going on in his life. And he says to him, I don't understand. He says, didn't you get up this morning? And didn't you say Brachas HaTorah? And didn't you say in Shmon Esrei that Hashem is Uv'ata V'chartonu Mikol Amav V'Nasalonos? Didn't you say that? He says, how could a Yid get up in the morning and say that and not be happy the rest of the day? Hashem chose us. We're the Am Segula, the Am Necha, the chosen people. Hashem HaKabonu V'Nasalonos Torah. How could you not be happy? But answer the Sivas. What else are we saying in the third Bracha? Right, Rav Yaakov Mibisa. He says, what do we say? The Gemara says twice in Shas. Torah begins as Hashem's Torah. Starts out, it's Torah's Hashem. But afterwards, it becomes our Torah. The apple starts out as Hashem's apple. Hashem arts of law. The arts and aslam and the adam, kam kona bracha, kam nacha bracha, back to brachas, the bottom of 35a. Before the bracha, the apple belongs to God, after the bracha belongs to me. Right? So Nesivus, the Torah at the beginning, it belongs to Hashem, it's his Torah. But then he gave it to us, and now it makes it your Torah. The Torah becomes ours, and the goyim have no shaykhs to that. Goyim have no shaykhs. They also have mishpatim, but ve'in laha mishpatim, the vavach ibur, rashi api chazal, Vav Moshef al Rishayim, Ma'ele B'Sinai, Af Ele B'Sinai. All of our Torah, Bartanura, Vajah Bartanura, beginning of Perkei Avos, Moshe Kibbutz Mesina. Why? They also have Dale Carnegie, how to win friends and influence people. They also have Wayne Dyer. They're also Bali Musar for the Goyim. But even though the Goyim have Bali Musar, that's not traced back to Sinai. All of our Musar, our morals, our ethical codes and guidelines, explains the Bartanura and the Gra, it all goes back to Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai. All of us, it all goes back to the Torah, and if we learn it, then it becomes ours. So writes the Nesivos, that's why. Each one of those, Mandi Amar and the Gemara, were saying, what's the Iker thing to focus on? Comes along Rav Hanuna, and he says, what? Since it's the greatest, let's say all three. Why say all three? It's Machlokes. Why do we compromise? Because all three are important. Number one is, we're not just learning because intellectually we recognize that it's important to have guidelines and ethical, moral codes. More than that, Hashem gave us a mitzvah, tzivoy, and it should be our asik, it should be our life. Lasek v'divrei Torah, the words, the precious, holy, sacred words of the Torah. I don't know, but I want it to be sweet. I don't want it to just be my asik. I want to enjoy my business. I want to make money. I want to be able to buy things. I want to be able to go out and be happy and look forward to the train ride into work every day. So too, if I'm going to make Torah my asik, I'm going to make my life, it's got to be coupled immediately with what? A separate request, the Harav. No, our Ravis Ator Berchas Anenen. I can't enjoy it without asking Hashem. And if I ask Hashem and I have Kavanah, then I want to love it and I want to enjoy it. I don't even need all the Arichas Advarim, the Bino, Lahavna, Haska, the Shmuel. You don't need to ask for any of that. You'll have it. And if you love it, you know what happens when you love it. The same way Ramosha Feinstein and the famous Tshuva Negros Moshe. That why did so many Yidin go off the Derech? Because the parents came home from work and said, oh, it's very sign to be a Yid, that it's so difficult to get. If you love it, and the parents come home and say, yes, what a great Shia. What a great sefer! What a great speech! What a great teshana! BA come home and they're excited about it. And the kids go up in the house and they're excited. That's why, however many times parents run out to shirim, there should always be learning in the house. There should always be a kultur in the house. Always be geshmaka songs of Torah in the house. Then the kids say, my parents love the Torah, then I'm going to love it as well. What do we say right at the Harav? No, it's all but tzatzeinu, but tzatzei am chavesol. The way to perpetuate the Torah to your children's Torah is, the only way is, that it's with the love of the Torah. That's where you can give over. You give over the love of the Torah, that simchas Torah, then you know it's guaranteed. It'll be given over, transmitted to your sons and to their sons, and you'll have chutem ashulos tomheri yenotei, and you'll have lo yamusha Torah mipicha mipizar mizar zachar alam, b'metzia payam and aleph. The Torah is going to be perpetuated in your family, or what? If it's always on the heels of the Harav, no. You want it to be geschmack. If it's enjoyable, it's going to be enjoyable. And you hear it all the time. The people grew up in a home where the parents came up from the drasha and said, oh, Rabbi gave a terrible drasha today. Oh, he should have said this, and he left out this. And he didn't say enough jokes in the drasha. He didn't say this. I had a woman who came over to me. I said, Rabbi, finally says, I want you to know, my husband comes home every week. I can't make it out to shul, but he tells me all the jokes and all the stories. I said, does he ever tell you the title? Yeah. Once in a while, he remembers that as well. The anchor's the Torah. You got a sandwich in the Torah with the Milsavini Chusu with the stories. You got another Torah. You can't just give up with the jokes and the story. There's a good one coming off the Shabbos, by the way. Stay tuned. Somebody sent me a Geshmak once. If you help, Milsavini Chusu is a nice joke coming up the Shabbos. If it stems with the drasha, I don't know. Sometimes you got to start with the joke and then find a drasha that connects to the joke, right? I'll say it up either way. Someone sent me a good one. I got to use it somehow, somewhere. So, Mert Hashem. Maybe this week, if not this week, then next week, you'll have to just come to the shul every Shabbos morning. I'm not keep you in suspense. Hakoponim, you gotta know everything. The Torah's gotta be geshmak, and that's how it stays in the family. If you give over the geshmak of Torah, and then what? You think that the goyim have no shaykhs to it? It's only Yashu Baruch Habano. We alone were given the precious gift of the Torah, but it's more than that. Not only were we given it to the exclusion of the goyim, Hashem gave it to us to say, it's not a gift that I'm taking back. It starts out as my Torah. You can make it your Torah. But adds in the Sivas, Bamatzi and Tesmanal of Lobashamayim. Who is Koveya, how we paskin? We could hear a basko come out of Shemayim. Hashem says, this is how I want you to paskin. It doesn't matter, lo b'shemayim. That means what? It becomes ours that we took it over from the Ribbono Shel Olam, kaviyochol. We decide what the halacha is. Hashem says, it's out of my domain. I'm going to listen to what you say the halacha is, and not even what I say the halacha is. That's how we close Berachas HaTorah. It is so ours, it's such a gift, that it's mamish ours forever, that we decide, we're koveya. We establish how the halacha is going to be. We are koveya because it's our Torah, it belongs to us. That's the flow. We need to see out the Shemaya, and then a Shabbat Chabanu. Comes ours. Add to Lavush. You know another reason why we're saying these brachas, not only the brachas in them. We're thanking Hashem for the Torah that He gave us in the past, and we're also asking Hashem for the Torah in the future. All those three come together, but that's in the Sivas why we have those three brachas. Hilkoch, Namrinur, Lukulu, Brachas, Yeralaphim, Beis. Say them all. Have Kavana. And not only will you be inspired to love the Torah, to run after the Torah, to make it your Asa, Kim Chenu Chemenu, but you'll have the Siyat and Shmaya to retain the Torah, and to know that it's the most special, most precious gift in the Torah world. And if we enjoy the Geshmaya,
Yitzchak, nothing else in the world would interest us. And like Rechaim Elazan told us, a Kabbalah from the Gra, and at the same time we'll guarantee that no chait will be above the other. It'll give us a shmira, a protection throughout the day. Have the right kavanah. Let's rebuild the base of Mikdash by Bircha Baruch Tchila to say with enthusiasm and excitement. So I know people walked out after Asher Yotzeh and they say, now they're saying Asher Yotzeh. Gotta say the Bircha Satorah with kavanah. That's mamas at least as important. That's the chilek agashmi. This is the chilek aruchni, and we see this mamash affects everything. Say the Bracha Satorah with kavanah, and it's going to be a geshmak a day. And Emet Hashem will have a gavaldik geshmira, and we will rebuild the base of Mikdash of Ayishlish and Mehera Vimenu. Have a great night and a fantastic rest of the week ahead of Emet Hashem. Yeah.